Lowell head basketball coach Bob Michalczyk is with us. And coach, welcome. Great to be talking with you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Coach, taking on Lynn English, we'll talk about that matchup in a moment. But I want to see if you can give our listeners a little feel for your season. And you've had a great year this year at Lowell. And what were some of the defining games for Lowell basketball this year?
Probably early on, maybe the second, I think it was the second game of the season, we played at Central Catholic. You know, they're a young team, but, you know, they played really, really well this year. Always a tough place to play, and we were able to close it out towards the end. I'd say maybe also Lawrence, at Lawrence, they gave us everything we could handle. We managed to close it out at the last second, really. And, the CM game was very lopsided, but I think it was more so just because the kids got up to that game. But that was kind of one that we were focusing on, too.
Gotcha. Coach, I want you to tell us a little more about your team, some of the strengths of your team, and kind of describe your team a bit to us. And maybe you could start with the backcourt. We'll move to the front court with some of your key players that you'll be counting on against Lynn English.
Yeah, I guess everything's really runs through Nate Seau and Carlos Nunez, our point guard and shooting guard. Both of them are pretty much four-year starters now. Have had deep runs in the tournament every year, so you can't really replace their experience. And you know, they play so hard. We ask them to defend, you know, the length of the court, and then come down and be the focal points on offense. So you know, what we demand of them and what they, you know, what they put out is tremendous.
Well, so how do you integrate those two with the with players 3, 4, 5 up front for you?
For the most part, we play four guards and a big, but they're all very unselfish. You know, they share the ball well, which really makes it's very difficult to guard them all. But they get a very good chemistry. So, you know, if one of them's open, they have no issues passing it. You know, and they all kind of hold each other accountable.
So, who are the other guys up front? Is it well, you mentioned Nunez, right?
Jacob McKenzie.
Yeah.
Richie Etienne, who's really had a nice year this year, and Tyson Jones is our starting center.
I want to jump back to you to the team and its growth this year. How would you say your team has grown this year? Because you're always looking for growth and development.
We just want to be real crisp on offense. You know, obviously defense is a staple of ours, but you know, there's always something to work on, and you know, we kind of take it game by game. Defense is something we work on every single day. You know, so really we're trying to take defense, turn it into some offense, and, you know, everything starts there.
Gotcha. And I'm hearing you probably pressure the ball at times.
I think people are going to like the game on Saturday. You know, it's probably going to be a track meet. It should be a fun game to watch. We have pretty comparable styles in that aspect. So, you know, it's going to be up and down. Probably going to be pretty chaotic at times.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be entertaining, I guess. You're right. Hey, so when you look at Lynn English, I mean, they've got a backcourt. They've got some toughness, but they also have that size up front, up top. So how do you defend that piece, or how are you looking, or how do you match up against that piece, I guess?
You know, they got very good balance. They got great guards. They get the two bigs that are obviously a problem. They bring in another kid off the bench who's like 6'5" and long. And they get some depth. So, you know, it's just, you know, go out there, be physical, play hard, make the move. But you know what? Their bigs have to guard us too. So, yeah, they have a mismatch in the post. We have one on the perimeter. You know, so it's pretty much who wins those individual battles.
Yeah, so in a way, I guess what you're saying is that, you know, that an advantage, a height advantage for them might turn out at some point to be a disadvantage at some level as well, and vice versa, I suppose, right?
Sometimes. I mean, yeah. I don't think anybody would really be disappointed if they had a 6'9 kid on their team, or two of them. But, you know, rarely do you see that kind of size in high school anymore. And, you know, so we've been somewhat small for the past 7 years that I've been there, and we've grown to have the mentality of, well, all right, well, you're going to have to guard us too. So, you know, just kind of see how it goes game to game.
No, I hear exactly what you're saying. Coach, anything else to share with us on Lowell basketball here for the 2019-2020 season?
No, I think I think that these guys just come out focused. They go game to game. They don't look ahead too far. They don't rest on what they've done in the past games. And, you know, they just come out focused, play hard, and that's all you can really ask.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to the game, and I appreciate your time. Congrats to you, the team, coaching staff, on a very good season, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, hang on just a second with us. Coach Bob Michalczyk from Lowell Basketball with us here on MSO News Sports.